Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Sharon Bradley, Nancy Galway, and Phil Powers. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maureen Halloran, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Our special guest this evening, Ashana, will enlighten us on her magnificent family of crystal singing bowls. Ashana's angelic vocals with her massive collection of bowls, and you've got a musical alchemy that transcends the earth plane. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Nancy Galway. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, Maureen. Thank you. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. I'm doing great. Would you please tell us a little bit about your work?
Well, I'm on PsychicAccess.com as well as everybody else here tonight, and I'm a intuitive empath who uses angel guidance and the tarot to do readings, and I just really enjoy it. And I do animal card readings as well, and I'm really excited about tonight because I use this lady's music all the time in my yoga and meditation classes, so I'm just dying here to listen to her.
I know, and I thank you because it was your contact, and I'm really appreciative, and that's great. And Sharon Bradley, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you doing, Maureen?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Would you tell us a little bit about your work?
Okay.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, you are doing good. I am. Great. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us about your expertise?
Let's see, I'm Phil Powers. I work on psychic access with everybody else. Expertise, Anna and I throw down the tarot cards, use a pendulum, channel stuff in, and it all just kind of comes together.
And it comes together well, yes it does.
Sometimes, yes.
Well, thank you, Phil Powers. And my name's Maureen, and as you know, it's been said, I'm on PsychicAccess.com as well, and I am I'm an empath, intuitive, tarologist, of all the C's going on, and I help people help themselves in the direction that I do take pride in. I am very objective with my readings, and every negative can be a positive, and I enjoy my work very much, and there you have it. Okay, so tonight I'm delighted and honored to interview our special guest, Ashana. Music beckoned from an early age. As a young girl growing up in New York City, Ashana began singing scarce music in churches in the mid-80s. She was drawn to yoga, chanting, and kirtan. Classically trained, she spent many years exploring wide variety of musical genres, including jazz, pop, gospel, musical theater, as well as composing and teaching children's music. From ancient to contemporary, she immersed herself, graduating with a degree in vocal studies from Mann's College of Music in New York City. For the last 15 years, she has been on a deeply personal journey studying and exploring sound healing and vocal toning. During this period, she discovered and began playing quartz crystal singing bowls, instruments that are often used in contemplative practices to support healing, balance, and well-being. Ashana is one of just a few musicians in the world to incorporate the bowls in their music and is the first musician to create a musical alchemy that weaves the bowls into a vocal and instrumental music. For more information about Ashana, please visit her website at http://Ashana, which is A-S-H-A-N-A, music.com. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half. of second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We will announce that call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen or paper ready. And paper. You have to have both. So if you were unable to catch our last week's show on aromatherapy, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archives tab. Please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends, families, neighbors, and their animals. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link with others. So, welcome to the show, Ashana. It is great to is a great honor to have you join us here tonight.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, I spoke with you last night, and it was just I really enjoyed our conversation, and it was a great talk, and I just love your work. And I wanted to ask you, the sound of your music is like no other. It really, Nancy is a co-host here, so like I think I brought up, she uses your work and music for her meditations and yoga classes, and it is, I've heard it's unbelievable. What are your musical influences, and how did you come to create this sound?
Oh, my background is really deep and varied, and I've had a variety of influences, which is Eastern and Western, a very intensive and deep training in classical music with a particular concentration in early music, medieval and Renaissance music. But at the same time, I was doing theater and opera, and I spent many, many years teaching and working with young children and composing for children, but also composing in the pop and kind of singer-songwriter genres. So I just had a big palette. When I finally found the Crystal Singing Bowls, which was in 1999, they just kind of appeared in my life in a very beautiful way. But at the time that I found them, I was very compelled to work with them and to begin. And I had the thought one day I would put them into music. And that day came in 2005. When I had been working with the bowls for some six, seven years by that time, and mostly in meditation and contemplative practices, doing toning and sound healing, sound work with them. And then I began doing some of my early music chanting with them, and the whole time I had been really deeply immersed in just improvisational singing with drones. And so I approached Thomas Barkey, who some of your listeners might know of, who works with Sanatan Kaur and a lot of the Kundalini yoga artists, and he's also an amazing and gifted artist in his own right. And I approached him about doing some work together, and he said yes. And we began taking the bowls and actually composing music for them with my vocals. And it took where I was, the one place where I was, and it just exploded it exponentially. And really, beyond my wildest dreams, and also exactly what my heart had been longing and yearning for all that time. So, you know, what Thomas and I have created really is an amalgam. I would say, with the exception of the children's music, but it's an amalgam of a lot of what I have gathered together in all these years. So some people, artists, it just takes a long time for the simmering process to happen. For me, it took quite a number of years when everything just sort of sat there and simmered and simmered. And when the bowls came into my life, and then I finally began using them artistically, as well as for sound healing, sound therapy work, then all bets were off and something completely brand new was born.
Ashana, how is your music related to your spiritual practice?
Oh my God! It, wow, that is. How is it related? Well, my spiritual practice is varied. It's grown and deepened and continues to grow and deepen over the years. I have a very long-term practice of Kundalini Yoga, and so there's a whole part of me that's very connected with the Eastern and yogic teachings, both through Kundalini Yoga and through one of my teachers, Saima Lakshmi Devi. So I have a connection and a love for chanting the sacred sound current, what they call the nod. I love the Sikh scriptures, and they are a daily practice for me. I also really love the meditation and sitting in silence. And I have to say, at this point in my life, that my practice my spiritual practice is very simple. It's really evolved and it's into a very simple place. And that place is to come into my heart and speak from my heart, breathe in my heart, live in my heart at all times.
So
beautiful. Every day is a walking meditation.
That's
my
beautiful.
Music is a reflection of my intention to do that. And I work with the sound current in many, many spiritual traditions. I grew up in a Christian family, and most of the music that I have done actually early on, I would say most, but a lot of it that I did early on, was influenced by the Gregorian chant and Latin music and early music, and I have a very long-standing connection with that. And to me, it doesn't matter what tradition you come from. It really doesn't matter, because when we connect with the light of our higher self and we establish ourselves, we rest. Let me say rest. That's a better word for me right now. But when I choose to rest in my heart, to be in that place, then everything I do, everything I sing, everything I say, every time I play a bowl or play the piano or open my mouth to talk or just every thought that I have becomes a reflection of that divine connection.
That's wonderful. That's a good place to be. You know, what do the crystal singing bowls do for a lot of people that may not understand? I mean, I know what they do for me.
What do they do for you? Why don't we start there? Let's start, like, what's your experience of the crystal singing bowls?
Well, for me, it does calm me. It puts me in a calming state, and also it brings colors to me too.
Mm.
And I have a very high. I'm on a higher vibration, but sometimes I'm kind of like too hyper. I go too fast. I go too fast with things, and it's grounds. It's the best grounding for me. And it's not so much I'm meditating. It's just if I sit there and listen to them, it just feels so right that I automatically don't have to think about why I have to meditate. It just puts me in a really calming place.
That is like so great, because here we're talking I've been playing bowls for now on 11, 12 years, and I started, well, let me put it this way. What I like to say is my mind was so scattered when I began playing bowls like in 1999. I needed Kundalini Yoga. I needed the bowls because I couldn't meditate. I couldn't still my mind. I could hardly sit. I was having to walk or move, and so the chanting and the mantra and the japa, the repetitive verbal things were very, very helpful to me in order to, even get close to stilling my mind. Or I would have to, like, go out and you know, do an hour and a half of yoga just so I could have a fighting chance of being quiet internally. Now, crystal singing bowls. I tell people that God gave me the crystal singing bowls because that's how frantic my mind was, and that's how badly I needed the help.
I can relate to what you're talking about. Same thing happens to me. My mind is in rest, and I go around, and it's interesting you bring that up. Absolutely. So this was it. This you fused with them. It was your thing. You fused.
I did more than fuse with them. But I'm happy to talk about, you know, my experience of immersion and integration with the singing bowls. But I'd love to kind of go back to your original question,
right?
About, you know, what do they do and why are they so amazing? And, you know, when I tour all over the world and I bring the bowls to people, and when I do a concert or an activation ceremony, I oftentimes ask for a show of hands of how many people have trouble meditating or quieting the mind. And inevitably, you know, 90 to 95% of the people in the room raise their hand. And it's my experience that in this, you know, crazy world that we're living in right now, which has accelerated so much, and with the presence of media and information and the speed of which we experience things is just way more than we ever have in the past. And people are, you know, most people don't get the opportunity to just go and sit by the lake or sit by the water and just rest. So the mind, for most of us, especially in the collective, is just frantic most of the time. And crystal singing bowls, because of the combination of their sound frequencies and their properties as pure quartz crystal, which is one of the leading, which is the best natural material for both transmitting and amplifying energy. Because crystal singing bowls have a pure tone frequency, it's very, very simple, still frequency. When they are played, they become the dominant frequency wherever they are played. If they're, you know, if you're in a room and you happen to start a simple drone on a crystal bowl, it becomes the dominant frequency in the area or in your personal area. And you begin, your whole body, in fact, your whole energy field begins to move in resonance with that pure tone frequency. And you're affected by the frequency of the sound. You're affected by the frequency of that the size of the bowl itself creates. And the sine waves, the actual sound and sine waves of the bowl, move into your body physically, because our bodies are 70% water, and sound is water is one of the best conductors for sound anywhere. So the sound waves of the pure tone frequency of the bowl actually moves into our physical bodies and our energetic field, and those sound waves are so potent that everything in our body, everything in our energy field, begins to entrain or move into resonance with that sound field, those sine waves. And our body literally at that point come into a place where they begin to teach our minds how to become quiet. And it also, just on a vibrational level, has a deep and profound stilling effect and relaxing effect on our nervous system. And our nervous system begins to slow down, and we literally can feel the creation of space in our nervous system. A parasympathetic nervous system quiets down, and inevitably, eventually, the entire body, energy field, and the mind gets more and more and more still. And the last thing I want to say about this is, because it is so important and wonderful, the crystal bowls as a tool for transformation for in this day and age, is that the effect of crystal seeing bowl can actually be felt in approximately 3 minutes. And that's extraordinary, because for most people who have trouble sitting and meditating, you know, and the usual advice for beginning meditation is, you know, sit for 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And most of the time the mind is like going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na for 20 minutes. You take a bowl in there, you start playing a bowl, and in 3 minutes your whole being just goes, oh.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. And I know I was a transcendental meditator in the 70s, it started in the 70s, and it was so difficult for 20 minutes you're supposed to do. But when I've heard the singing bowls, it just happened. It just happened naturally.
Yeah.
It just, without any trouble. It just
right.
happened. You know, we talked about, I wanted to ask you, you had shared a really great story with me when we spoke about this last night. Could you tell us about, you know the story I'm talking about, yes?
I do,
Could you share that? I just love that story, and I'd love everybody to hear about it. If you don't mind, it'd be great.
No, I don't mind, and I'll relate it to a couple of things, and that is what I said before about the crystal bowls being both amplifiers and transmitters of energy, but they also, pure quartz crystal is, one of the properties of it is that it stores energy. And I was saying to you last night how I had a really wonderful experience. Obviously I'm a musician, and I have a number of CDs out, and I take the crystal singing bowls, and I, as I said, Thomas and I have placed them into music, and I do these beautiful improvisations with them, as well as songs and mantras and chants. And the first album that I did is called All Is Forgiven. And there's a really exquisite vocal improvisation on there, which is the second song called The Embrace. And I was doing a private session this past weekend. And I had all of my bowls, and I have quite the collection. I have about 60 alchemy crystal singing bowls, which are made by a beautiful company called Crystal Tone. And I had all my bowls out, and I was doing private session with someone, a sound healing session, and she was just in the zone, and I was playing two of my rose quartz bowls and selenite and a platinum, something like that, rose quartz and platinum, and two of the bowls I had used during my recording of this particular piece, The Embrace. And as I was just going along playing and working, doing my work and holding the field for this beautiful woman, I heard music playing. And I thought, oh wow, how cool is that? Because I heard my song, The Embrace, playing. The sound of it. And I thought, oh wow, somebody must be playing it on a CD player somewhere. But the funny thing is that I was in a space where the building was empty. And there was no one around. And I started listening really, really carefully. And as I turned in my ear, I realized that the music, the recording, was actually coming out of the bowl of the thing. And I was like, my jaw just dropped.
That is so... Well, it doesn't surprise me, though, like, because, you know, there are crystals... They hold things, you know, they record, they do things. I would have been a great experience. I mean, that's an awe moment.
I heard my voice coming out of the bowl. And I was shocked. I was really, really shocked. And then I laughed and smiled because, you know, the crystal singing bowl, they're living consciousness. And I was just so delighted that my beautiful rose quartz ego was singing back to me, and she was singing me back to me in that moment, and it was just absolutely
now that's what I call the loveliness of love of everything. singing back to you. I mean, and I could, yeah. When you're telling me the story, I was visualizing, like, how wonderful would that be? But it didn't surprise me. I mean, I wasn't, you know, really, because of the crystals that we use in everyday our lives or computer, whatever, mm-hmm. they record. And that makes sense. It's almost like such a good, what a relationship you have with them, though.
That. Oh my God! And my relationship with them really is my destiny. I love them, and the longer I don't just love them, I adore them, and the longer that I work with them, the deeper and deeper and more powerful and loving the relationship becomes with them. I feel incredibly blessed to be able to bring both the music and the awareness of the bulls and what they do and what they have, the amazing gift that they have to offer us at this time in consciousness, in the shift in consciousness. They are not just tools for transformation. They are way showers. Mm-hmm. for transformation, and they hold the frequencies that will allow us, if we are open to it, to actually move into resonance with them so that we can embody those frequencies ourselves and truly become the divine beings that we are. They're amazing beings, amazing.
And also, as far as speaking to you about, you know, I'm very Union Carl Jung is just something I've loved it. Well, I've done London to his work, and it is what you're doing is actually in a collective way is coming. You're bringing out to in the collective of all of us on this planet is a calming effect. Really, I mean, what it doesn't get any better than that if you're open to it, like you said. And I feel, how could you not be open to it? Like for me, you know, for some I heard, like I said, it just came so easy for me just to be suddenly okay. I feel calm. I didn't have to think about it, but. Mm-hmm. But, it, you know, it's almost like I can see, like, it's on a bigger scale. It's universal. It can go out to the every parts of the world. Everybody could relate or get something from this. If they're, it'd just be still or be for just a moment, just to listen. And you know, I wanted to ask you about, you said something about rose crystals and you were talking about different poles. What is the, you see, I know a little bit about crystals, of course, but unlike for some things, what kind of bowls do you actually use? I know you use rose quartz and are they associated with each chakra of our bodies, a certain, or how do you know what I mean? How do you blend or what ones do you use to make, how do I say? Bowl for your, especially your new CD that's out. This one,
The bowls that I use are the Alchemy and the Master Alchemy bowls that are made by Crystal Tones. And these are pure quartz crystal that has been infused or overlaid with precious gemstones, minerals, and metals. And we know that every metal and gemstone and even element, like indium or vanadium, they have a certain frequency. And each, I like to call it like a signature frequency. So, for example, rose quartz really works so beautifully, holding that frequency of unconditional love, where you feel like you are soothed and calmed and embraced by that nurturing energy of love that accepts every part of you. That, to me, is that soft pink quality of rose quartz. And that also is my experience to a very great degree of the rose quartz singing bowl. And then you have something like selenite, which is a white stone. and it's a layered stone. And it, selenite is an amazing, amazing frequency to clear and bring almost laser-like light into the energy bodies, and it does particularly excellent work in my experience on the physical body. So when, you know, when you're working in healing modalities. So every single one of the bowls that I have, and as I said, I have about 60 at this point in time, and I have all different kinds, emerald and topaz and gold and citrine and platinum and charcoal and iron and, oh my God, and you just go on and on and on and on. Ruby, carnelian, I mean, each one of them has a very individual signature and a personality signature that they emit through their frequency. The sound, right? So that's, we're talking about the frequency of the elements in terms of
right.
Stone or metal. And then when you take the quartz, right? So the quartz is working with the properties of, as I said before, transmitting, restoring, or amplifying energy. And then the sound itself, as I mentioned before, the sound is created by sine waves, and the actual sine waves of the sound create movement into through space and through the energy field and also through the physical body. So now, the pitches of the bowl will affect the different chakras. So what happens when you have a crystal singing bowl is you've got, you know, this amazing, gorgeous alchemy of modalities all, you know, packaged up and tied up to the bowl in one thing. So you're working with the sound frequencies, you're working with the chakras, you're working in with the energetic signature frequencies of the particular alchemy of the bowl, and then, of course, you're working with the quartz. And then you put all of that together with the intention and prayer of the practitioner or the player, someone like me, that comes in with very specific intentions. And then you have something that can be, when it's used with great love and for the highest good, an absolutely astonishing companion, I like to call it, in transformation.
Yeah, I was wondering, excuse me, well, I've watched you, and it's so lovely to watch you. If anybody hasn't, go to YouTube and check out Ashana's YouTube videos, because it's like a dance. It's almost like it's in a dance. It's like a dance with your arms and the way you move. It's beautiful. And it is. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It is. It's just lovely, and just watching you is, it gives me some calm right there, just to watch and you play. Is there a certain thing you use to make the tone? You know, I've seen, like, I know it's not a stick, but what do you call that?
It's a mallet.
Mallet.
Okay. To play the bowls, and there are different kinds of mallets, and there are different kinds of bowls. So there, some of them are, most of them are usually some kind of leather or suede covered bamboo or other material, man-made material. I particularly like ones that are made with bamboo. And there are also heavier ones that some people have made of metal. I find those too heavy. You can't use them on an alchemy bowl. There are ones that are wooden that have a rubber creosote rubber head on them. Those are usually with the classic frosted bowls, the big white ones. And there are some new mallets that are coming out, we hope, soon. And those mallets are actually made of pure quartz crystal. So I've been fooling around with those a little bit. But the usual mallets are made of some kind of hollow man-made material or bamboo, and they're covered with suede. and then you chime the bowl lightly or gently on the side, and then you can rim it or to create the drum. Did I lose you?
Hi, oh, I'm sorry. We're going to take... Yeah, I was lost in your talking. I was loving. We're going to take a one-minute commercial break from our sponsor from PsychicAccess.com, and we'll be right back.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back, and we're speaking with Ashana about her magnificent singing crystal bowl and music and it, just everything. And also, Nancy... I spoke to you last night, Ashana, about Nancy, who actually gave me the idea of contacting you. And Nancy, I want you to talk. You know, I'm sure you have something to say, because you you directed me to her, and you use her CDs and things, music for your practice.
I do. And I just, when I found the music, actually, Sean, I found it on spiritvoyage.com.
Oh, yay!
And I was looking for, so I teach Kundalini. And,
wonderful! Yay!
Yeah, I just love it, yeah. And the music is just, you know, when people, sometimes I use it for the meditation, and sometimes I use it for the relaxation, and at the end of the class, people are just mesmerized. They're just so relaxed, and they're like, what was that? And it's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're making quite a difference. Thank you, Nancy, for directing me. You can put me on the direction to contacting her, because this is great. You know, I wanted to know, Ashana, can anybody, I mean, these bowls must be expensive for good reasons, but can anybody, I mean, are they affordable? Well, I guess I'm going to ask you, for someone like me that would want to, you know, purchase one, do they make smaller ones and large ones? I know I've seen you with larger ones. Do they make different sizes? And
well, Here's the cool thing, is that you can get a very relatively inexpensive, we like to call them a starter bowl, a classic frosted starter bowl. And I always advise people who are, you know, have big financial concerns to begin with something like that, because, you know, you really need to let your slow self guide you and just connect. But I have to tell you that my experience with crystal singing bowls is that, you know, I started out playing classic frosted bowls in 1999, and I got my first bowl, and within, I think it was 5 weeks, I had 7. And then, now I have 60. I tell people they propagate in my house when I'm not looking. Or that they're like potato chips and you can't just eat one.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, but the truth of the matter is that they are expensive. The alchemy bowls that I play are certainly not inexpensive instruments. However, you think of it like this. This is something that will be with you for the rest of your life with very high quality care and attention. this is a tool for your own personal transformation and your personal journey. As I said, I love to call them companions in awareness and transformation, because they are there to work with you collaboratively to entrain you and teach you what these high frequencies feel like so that you may indeed embody them. And that is not a relationship to be taken lightly, nor are they to be thought of as things that you just buy or purchase. You certainly will be making an investment, but the investment is in yourself.
Right.
So to bring in a consciousness like this into one's life requires a commitment. And it's not, for me, it's not a commitment that you make lightly. It's the commitment that's made with love and appreciation and amazing gratitude. So there's an energy exchange that goes on with the bulls that is very, very fair. So, but you can start in a very low end for mm-hmm. a bull.
And smaller bulls, I guess would be.
I'll tell you, people are changing so quickly, and I've been working with the bulls. I do make them available. I do. Very intensive and deeply personal one-on-one consultations, working with people to put the right bulls into a person's hand. And everybody that I work with, all my clients, when I put the bulls into the hands and it's the right bull into the right hand, and it always is, the lives change. Transformation happens.
Yeah, you're right about that. When the right hands of this particular thing, the bull just belongs to that person, is what you're saying. Each individual, like, you just kind of have a feeling about that. And I was wondering, when you work with, well, in the light work, how do you see the light work that you do? Like you said, each individual, of course, is different. Like when I do readings, of course, readings will be different for people and such. But when you're doing your work, if people need to work on something, maybe like rose quartz, like you said, it has to do with just love, unconditional love, and just feeling, all that love and love for yourself and healing and everything. So if somebody's going through something of a loss, you would use a particular, like rose quartz or maybe something else along with it. Is that how I'm kind of trying to understand when you work with people?
How would I match the bulls to the person?
Yes, yes.
Is that the question? Well, yeah. A huge amount of that is that I've been working with the bulls for so long, and I'm constantly working to expand and grow in my own consciousness in relationship to the bull consciousness. I work on this knowledge base, understanding base, intuitive base, experience base, all the time. I mean, that's my life, really, at this point in time. So, intuitively, it's a combination of intuition based on experience, based on its understanding the frequencies of the bulls, based on understanding how the sound works with the bulls, and when somebody comes to me. And we're either doing a private sound healing session or someone is coming because they want to bring bold into their lives and they're asking me to support them, facilitate that for them. Then I sit with them and I get a really deep energetic download of where they are with themselves in that moment and what's going on in their lives. And honest to God, this is really what happens. As they're talking to me, bulls are talking to me.
Oh, no, I believe it.
But it's true. It's like I'm talking to the person, and I'm sitting with them, and we're doing a private sound session with them, and they're talking to me, and the bulls are just going, and I can hear them. They're like, and I just kind of listen. I'm listening to both at the same time. I'm listening to the bulls and I'm listening to the person, and I'm feeling with the energy field where it is. And then there's a certain point in that conversation where I go, okay, I got it. And they lie down, if I'm doing a private session, you know, they lie down. And then it begins, because it's already begun, but actually it begins in the physical form where the bowls are actually played when, you know, you do all the stuff. And if it's a conversation about someone who wants to bring bowls into their life, you know, I will say to the person, what I'm getting is this. And it's very rare that somebody says to me, no, that doesn't feel it's like matching the energy of the bowl to the person.
And your intuition knowing, and the bull's knowing as well. knowing.
And it's the person's knowing, you know?
Yes.
It's like they're knowing, and you know, somebody's got to kind of be the intermediary, at least in the way that I've been sort of guided or given to do this work. You know, I function as an intermediary between the consciousness of the bulls and the person that are coming in for them. And I think, you know, when I say that, I've never really said it like that before, but when I say that, that's actually what I'm doing in the music, too, because the music with the bulls is an intermediary. It's an intermediary place. There's a place inside the music where people who have never, ever heard crystal singing bulls before, and they've never heard, you know, they've never heard this particular sound, which is, you know, the vocal sound, because of the way that I'm able to sing with them. There is a very distinct and unique sound with my voice and the bowls and the mantra, the chant, the song, and it creates this, you know, musical experience.
It's like you blend everything, like blend, like fine, like a chef would blend exactly the right ingredients to
be. Well,
yeah. Oh, I have a question from one of my hosts wants to ask you. Sharon?
Sure. Oh, hi, Shana. It's Sharon here. I was wondering if someone wanted to get one of these wonderful healings you're talking about and they don't live close to you, do you do them on the telephone or online or anything like that?
Well, we're working on that, so we're working on it so that I can actually talk to people and then record it. But if people are just interested in bringing bowls into their life, they absolutely can call me. They can call me, they can send me an email, go to the website, you know, find my contact information and contact me, and I am happy, delighted, thrilled, over the top to be bringing bowls into people's lives.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Shana, I wanted you to talk about your new release. You have a new, The Infinite Heart.
Along
with Shana has other CDs, everybody, Jewels of Silence and All is Forgiven and The Beloved. But the newest release is, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it is called The Infinite Heart, Songs and Mantras Honoring the Divine Feminine. And I am over the top happy to be birthing this album finally. It has a real timing of its own. And I actually finished the album last year, and it had this beautiful timing because it had to wait until I got married.
That's lovely. You got me.
I know. And it's like the Shakti and the energy of my marriage actually had to be in place before the album could go into the world. So this album is filled to the brim with an amazing song to bring you into the awareness and experience of the divine feminine energy. And that's the energy of receiving, the energy of infinite possibility, and the energies and music and sound for total acceptance and unconditional love on every level of your being. That's what this album is about. I've been told by people who have heard it that the sound of this album is that it is the music and the sound of the new paradigm. It will take you on a journey. It'll take you on almost a spiral journey where from the opening song to the last song, you will go deeper and deeper and deeper into this experience of self expanded and filled with love and acceptance and the infinite embrace of the Divine Mother. I don't think this is the best work I have done.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So this is the wow, the wow.
This is where Thomas and I, there's a certain point when you're an artist, and you begin to, you know, with each album, there's like a learning process and a learning curve. Well, this album, it is like the all of me has finally landed. And it is, and vocally it is, I have to just say, vocally it is just gorgeous. The bowls are gorgeous. The music has taken another step in depth and sensitivity. It is the first time, and I am very, very excited about this. This is the first time that, to my knowledge, that yogic mantra has been married to the bowls in an alchemy, in a musical alchemy like this, and it is the first time that Kundalini yoga has been heard with the bowl. And there's a Ramadas Das, or is it Sharon? No, it's your the other lady. I'm so sorry, I'm not good at names.
Nancy.
Yes, we can tell Nancy that. There's a beautiful Ramadas Das, Sasi Soham. That's the Kundalini mantra for healing. One of the mantras for healing, but it is probably the most well-known one that we use, and a lot of the Kundalini yoga teachers worldwide use the Ramadasa mantra for healing. And this is the first time that the bowls have been placed into this context. And this is an amazingly gorgeous Aham Prema, I am Divine Love, the Sanskrit mantra. There is also the Tibetan mantra for the Divine Mother, Om Dari Krishna, and that is on the CD. There's also a prayer of St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of my peace, which is just delicious.
So every single one, it sounds
amazing.
And you know, I wanted to know, so that's out in September.
September 1st,
pretty soon.
Yeah.
And
it just got back from the manufacturer this week. We just got it in. It's just in its birth form.
Oh, that's so great. You know, I wanted to tell everybody I'm going to be saying goodbye pretty soon, but I want to tell everybody that you can find more information about Ashana at her website, which is also on our webpage under guest, your contact information, but at Ashana, Ashana music.com. And you can find out everything else. And it's lovely that you said anybody that's interested in asking about bowls of their own or wanting interest about that, which I might be emailing you about that.
Oh, please call me, email me, write me. I am, that's my work.
You're lovely. And, you know, I really thank you. You are a remarkable woman, and your authentic creative blending of your voice, music, and crystal singing bowls are certainly a blessing to us all. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I really do, and I think this is wonderful, informative, and I'm going to be contacting you. And so everybody else, her new CD will be out September 1st. That's great.
September 1st, yep. And you can find it also on spiritvoyage.com.
Okay, well, great, yes. And I know it will go well. I know Nancy will probably be getting it right away, but huh, Nancy? Anyway, yeah, she's going to be. Well, thank you again. And like I said, everybody contact information and our website is listed on the page, our guest page, which will be up forever. And there you have it. So have a great evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Many blessings to you all. I know.
Good night.
Thanks, Ashana.
Yeah, it was great.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Thanks.
She was lovely. I think she was just wonderful. I mean, I do, and I want a bowl. I'm gonna contact her. I think that's nice to know. Is there echoing going on? I get on that.
Is it me? Oops.
I don't know. It's the bowl.
It's the bowls.
It's the bowl. Okay. So, yes, it's Sharon. Okay, we know who it is. Sharon, but you're special. That's why. Okay, so anyway. She's resonating. Her contact information, again, is also on our guest page at PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com as well. So I'd like to take a moment now to make a few announcements. I'd like to say hello to everybody in the chat room because I'm not in there, and I send you well wishes, everybody that may know me or not, because I'm all about me. But anyway, here we go. Be sure to visit our PsychicBloggers.com site to learn about everything from reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. If you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to PsychicAccess.com, where you will find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from a list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. It is an honor working with Doug, and I mean that from my heart, and Psychic Access because of the high expectations required of each psychic. All the co-hosts here, as you said, are on PsychicAccess.com, work at Psychic. Well, we all work there at PsychicAccess.com. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at PsychicAccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to PsychicAccess.com. For more details, visit http://PsychicAccess.com/webmasters. If you'd like our show, please invite your friends, your family, your neighbors, and your cats and dogs to join us in our chat room, and because animals are welcome to, and listen to the psychic viewpoint. There's something for everybody, so please spread the word. We'd very much appreciate it because we're really trying to make a difference, and I think we are. Well, that's my take on it. But okay, now, the call-in number for readings at the end of the show is 724-444-4851. But I would like to tell you that please do not call, I think, until 9:15. We're not going to open the lines until 9:15. I believe that's correct. If it's not, I'll be hearing from somebody that's not. But at 9:15, that's correct. So now we're going to go into our fun time of bantering, conversation. Sharon. Okay.
Hi. Am I echoing?
Yeah. It's okay.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, Sharon, it's okay. People can listen to me echo my voice. Would you you experienced a meditation class once with crystal bowls? How did that go?
Oh, okay, it was really neat because I didn't even know what they were about, and then someone says, "Come on!" and I went to the meditation, and all you did was bring a mat, and then we went in, and there was all these beautiful bowls all over, and then they started going, and it was like I was almost having like out of body experiences, like because you had to lie down, and it really gets right in your body. It's really interesting. I loved it.
Yeah, just what she was saying too, as well, because like I said, I cannot. I have such a hard time forcing myself to meditate. It's like a forced situation. And so that's what we were talking about earlier with her as well. Because I was a TM, or transcendental meditation, for anybody that might know that was in the 70s with Maharishi. And I was initiated, and I paid for it through I was a typist. I was only 13. I was willing to it. I'll tell you something. It was so hard for me. I didn't keep it up. And I'm always doing things like that. Don't keep it up. And I'm always running around circles, and I need to be grounded. But when I listen to Ashana, it was from the YouTube, and watching her even, it was like it just naturally came. It was so wonderful. I didn't have to put any energy into it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to force myself. So it makes sense what you're
talking. Yeah, it was really neat.
Oh, I was on mute. Hi, Nancy. Hello to you too, Phil, but not yet. I don't know what I was doing on mute. I was like, hi, Nancy. You use Ashana's crystal bowl music in your yoga, Phil, and meditation classes all the time. What is your favorite song as of now?
My favorite at this very second is Ave Maria.
Oh, I heard that on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
It is beautiful. It is something else. And everybody, you can't go on YouTube and listen to her. And it's, you know what's so amazing when you watch her? I mean, I know you have her CDs, but have you seen the YouTube? Have you seen her YouTube videos?
I've seen pictures. I haven't watched the video because I'm technically challenged here in the cornfields.
Well, you know what? When you can, go check her out, because like I was saying, I listened to that song, but watching her, it's like a dance as well. I know she's not a dance. It's not that. But to watch her do this, it's fascinating. It's not fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. The way she's so... she's so there. She's so present, and it's like the bulls are her family, and it's beautiful to watch the way she her hands are going, and it's just because you said
I'm
going to
get in touch with her and get a bull.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about a nice small. Yeah. Well, I think it's great that she offered that, but it's something else. So I think where am I? Here I am. Phil, thank you, Nancy. You could elaborate more.
You're welcome.
Mr. Phil?
Yes.
Now, here you go. Now I'm talking to you. Are any of the chakras associated with musical notes, or does the resonating sound of crystal singing bowls resonate with chakras?
It does resonate with the chakras.
And how can that be?
And it's funny you should ask me that.
Go on.
remember earlier you said when you listened to the music, you saw colors?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you know your chakras are associated with colors, right?
Yes.
Well, they also have a musical note associated with each one.
That's right.
So that would explain why you're seeing colors.
You're right about that, because when I was up at Tennessee with my ghost as investigator, lovely friends and associates and pals and wonderful like family, non-DNA family. The reason why I knew about that, because it was the first time one of the women there wanted, we were doing research. It wasn't just investigating. We were doing research. But she did a thing with the crystal bowls, and what it was exactly what you're talking about. She said she had a CD, and she had us, her name was Trish. Trisha, she's a great woman, and she had us sitting there, and she would go, okay, and she explained to us about the different colors for the different chakras, what you're talking about, and she'd hit a different, okay, so the CD would hit a certain note, and she explained beforehand, it's kind of fuzzy now, because it was like 70 minutes of doing this, she goes, okay, this is for the note, this note is for color green or something, is that what you're talking, there are
musical, it's right? Real easy if you, okay, if you started with your third eye,
mm-hmm.
Which is indigo or the note A.
Right.
And then you went to your crown, which would be B, and then go back to your root, and that's going to be C, and then just come up that way.
So could you tell us about the colors on those?
The colors?
Yeah.
Do you want?
We'll
start at the bottom. So your root is red, and that's C.
Okay.
Your sacral is orange, and that's D.
Uh-huh.
Your solar plex is yellow, and that's E. Your heart is green.
Green, yeah.
And not pink, it's green, and that's F.
Yeah.
Your throat is blue, and that's G. Your third eye is indigo, and that's A. And the top of your head, or your crown, is violet. And that's B. And there's a test on this, so you have to tell me that back now.
I will not. I think that's beautiful, though. It's really true. I mean, the colors with each note. I mean, music sound has been around from, way before I was born. Or our ancestors, or their ancestors. But the tones, it's like, the vibrational healing or the vibrational music now with the, and every, it's again, it's like universal blending of all these things is fantastic. I wanted you to tell the colors because I thought it was interesting. A lot of, I didn't know about that myself until I was up
there. The colors?
That associated with the different, that we just went through, that I'm not going to
repeat.
Oh,
the colors in the notes, yeah. No, because when I cleanse my chakras, what I do is I just breathe in the colors.
Oh, really? But that's not, interesting.
Yeah. So if you want to open up your crown chakra, just, you know, breathe in the color violet and aim it at your crown and get rid of all the negative. But now I'm going to try it with this music stuff and see how that works out.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that it's going to be interesting because that's, like I said, that's how I first experienced was just recently with the music. And some people had got headaches from it. It was interesting. Some people... But that's just because of why, whatever. But, well, thank you, Phil. That was very interesting. And I think that's, I mean, I'm glad you brought, I brought that up with you. It's all about all right. me. Isn't it always about me? Or just
it's always about you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye. See you.
Bye.
Thank you, Phil. No, that was really good.
All right. See you.
Sharon. Hi. You had a tuning fork experience too. Was it similar?
Yeah, this, like, it's not really, it wasn't singing bowls, but I remember going to like a healing fair or something, and the guy had all these tuning forks, and he was doing, I guess it was the chakras, like Phil is saying. So they had all the different tuning forks, and then they'd put them at certain spots in your body, and then he would ting them. So, and it would just like, it would go right through your body again. So it's interesting. Like Phil says, assigning the tone with the different chakras and for the cleansing. It's really neat. And I haven't thought about that in a long time. So,
well, yeah, I heard a little bit about the fork tuning. Wait a minute, is that what is
like a musical tuning fork, kind of?
Right. So you could use it on. What you would use on crystal bowls?
No, the guy was doing it like you'd lie down on a bed, and then he would take the fork, and then he would like do it like the ding it or whatever, and then he would put it on your different chakras, and then he would just leave it there, and it would resonate. It was really resonate. Yeah, it was really cool.
No, that sounds really lovely. I've heard of the fork, but I just am not really. I don't have a lot of knowledge in it. I'm glad you brought that up. And as bringing this up, it's lovely.
Not to do with bowls, but it's
and you close. Don't eat. You don't use it to eat food.
No, not that kind of work.
Well, thank you, Sharon. That was great. I'm glad you shared that with us. And here, Nancy. Hello, Nancy. Hello.
I was on mute. Sorry, I forget I'm on mute sometimes.
But you know what? That's a peaceful thing to do, and that's peaceful. So, Nancy, what other instrument do you use for classes that are vibrates or for vibrational healing there? Never mind. Okay. You wrote it. I did.
I know. I wrote it.
That's funny. Now I'm just reading it. We're just all so funny. That's just so not right. No, I'm just kidding. No, for vibrational therapy. Nancy,
there's many ways to have vibrational therapy. Yes, well, I also use the gong.
You do?
And, yeah, and I love it. When I took... became a Kundalini teacher, they used a lot of gong for meditation and relaxation, and so I took, they had a mini workshop on the gong, and I had taken percussion in school, so I was just fascinated by this percussion instrument, and when you think of the gong, you think of the gong, like on the Gong Show. And but it's very beautiful, and it's very healing, and it heals the central nervous system, and it's relaxing, and it does a lot of the same things that the crystal bowl does. It vibrates, and it, you know, it helps people heal, and it's just amazing. I love it.
You know, vibrational therapy has become very much more, you know,
very
like
popular.
I said, I love music. I'm a music, you know, I always think most people do, but a lot of people... may not. Like, you know, I always have to have music in my ears when I'm walking, music of what I want to hear. Depends if I want hip-hop, rap. It doesn't matter. I love all sorts of music, and I think and I like to dance for exercise and music, and there's certain types of music, like I like Latin, but I like winding down to some old Jethro Tull. That's mellow, but or classical. But I think it's the sound therapy and the vibrational that you get is fantastic. And these days, in this time, I'm getting more acquainted with it, of course, and that's why I love doing this show. But and it's just, it's amazing. And so, you know, I know because you do the work you do. I don't do the same. I don't do the, and I think it's fantastic, the meditation yoga. But like I said, when I heard the sound of those crystal bowls, it was like, it took me immediately, again, like I told you and Sharon, I told Shauna and Sharon, immediately, without even me having to stress out about it, which I usually would. So. Mm-hmm. That's
it just great. Makes it easy to relax.
Well, it's a no-brainer, and that's what exactly how I need to do it. Like she was even saying, she's the same way. I can't sit there and go, okay, I got to deal with this, because I shut myself, I control it too much, and I just don't. But it's so easy because we're all connected with sounds and tones, and the dolphins, even, you know how I feel about the dolphins, those sound, everything, the sound waves is fantastic. And if you get around the negative sound waves of whatever that might be, well, not all negative sound waves, but let's say noise isn't good noise. Mm-hmm. You just get the four directions of the sage, lavender, and sweetgrass, and we'll plunge sage out. That's my added feature. So thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And I want to ask Phil. Oh, Phil.
Sure, Phil. Yes.
Hi, there, Phil. Have you ever heard of any predictions or prophecies about crystal bowls? That's an interesting question.
It is. I'll have to think. Yeah. Your pal, Edgar Cayce?
Oh, yeah.
You know that guy.
Yeah, I know.
He predicted that the medicine of the future would be sound.
Really? You know, I've read a lot of his work. That is so new to me. Go figure. Of course he would, but I have done a lot of, you know, read a lot on Edgar Cayce, but that is really wonderful. Good information. I mean, I'm enlightened on that one because that makes sense. Because he was into healing, medical healing.
He was the big healing guy, yes.
Exactly. And he... Oh, that's very good work. Good work, Phil.
Good one. Finding you want another one?
I do.
Nostradamus, we'll go way back.
Oh, yeah.
He foretold the healing of cancer through pure tones.
Really? Well, that's it. Really? Again, I love Nostradamus. I think we all kind of agree on him. I hope so. But I do. Well, it's all about me again. If I do, you guys better. Really? That is. And okay, is there anybody else?
Is there anybody else? How about this guy we never heard of? Rudolf Steiner, a German philosopher, predicted that pure tones will be used for healing by the end of this century.
Well, that makes so much sense.
So you got everyone saying this is a way to fix it. There was another one I didn't write down that predicted, you know, it'd be curing cancer by the end of the century.
Well, who is the one that you just brought up? We maybe know one here. What time period was he?
A German philosopher, about the same time as Cayce, I believe.
Oh, well, there you have it. And you know, look at what Shauna's doing is fantastic. Really, by what she's doing is like really like no other. I mean, there's a few other, but what she's blending in there, I think is fantastic. And you know, she's making a difference. There's going to be others that will follow what she's putting together. I know there's people that use music in the bowl, but what she was saying went a little bit deeper than that and how she's working with them now. But that's great. And, you know, also, like I said, the dolphins and the sound that we hear from them. I mean, already we're becoming more aware of the sound of our, you know, they're humans in water. The dolphins, and that's the sound. And they've been using sound therapy the whole millions and millions of years, the dolphins and the whales. So we're finally catching up, aren't we?
We're catching up a bit. And if it could calm you down in like 5 minutes, that's a pretty good sign it does stuff.
It's a good sign when it does that for me, absolutely. I know that. Again, it's all about me, but it really is. It is hard for me to calm. You know, I really try. I know I tell people, and I know it's right, but for me, it's always been. But with the tone, the vibrational Nancy therapy, So, Nancy, I wanted to ask you, how did you first feel when you...
shut down soon.
Phil, thank you. That was very, very good. Nancy, how did you first feel when you first were using the bowls for meditation? How did you first feel?
Well, it's funny because when I played the gong, I loved it right away, and it didn't have any kind of negative effect at all. And some people, when they listen to the gong, they get really overwhelmed, and I've had people run out of the room and everything. Like, it can be overwhelming, the vibration. So when I first heard a crystal bowl, I felt that overwhelming sensation around my chest and my neck. So I think it was helping me heal some blockages that I had in that area. And it was just amazing. Now when I listen to them, I find it very relaxing and soothing. But the first experience was a little bit overwhelming.
I could imagine that, but you like overwhelming.
Well, sometimes, not really.
No, I'm messing with you. I think you're a wonderful, overwhelmingly wonderful person. It doesn't get any better than that.
I do like the crystal bowl genre.
Okay. Genre. No, I say genre. Is that right? Genre? Rue said earlier, I didn't know how to pronounce that word, everybody, and Rez, I think Rez is in here, that I go, how is that pronounced? You know, because I am from Atlantis, so I don't know how to speak, but we were saying, where's Rez? She'd be great. Is she still in the room? I think she is. I said, you know, I was getting a lesson in how to say genre. So is that right? Genre? You say it's the best, Nancy.
I think it's genre.
Well, you said it a little bit more sexier. Genre. Well, Phil, I have another. Genre. Thank you, Nancy, for that sexy.
Okay, I'll butt out now.
No, I love it. We were having fun, everybody, right before the show, and everybody needs to know this. Genre. Okay, so Phil. Hi, Phil.
So I can't even speak anymore. Hi.
Yeah, your microphone sounds like you're going off into genre, what unresonating. What kind of benefits can you get from listening to the sounds of crystal bowls? Let's hear
what kind of benefits can you get. Okay, let's see. It can bring you physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, with which very few alternative healing tools offer. It almost instantly reduces stress and tension, as you can confirm, and creates a relaxed and meditative state where healing the mind and the body can begin. So it can enhance your meditation, intuition, relaxation, open your chakras, balance them out, and all sorts of other happy stuff. We don't have to keep going.
Well, it's all around good. It's just another added wonderful thing into the blend of what we all know. We collectively, universally need to start using and resonating too. But so thank you, Phil, for that. That was thank you all of the co-hosts. I loved your points and your insight. So we have come to that part of the show where we will be taking your calls and questions. You can either call in or ask your question in the chat room. However, we do have to take the call-ins first due to their wait time. The call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851. Again, that number is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will automatically be placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. So we just ask that you relax and you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. You'll hear the show. And also, please be very specific and direct with your question, as this will allow for us to better connect with your situation. That is important. That's just a little, you know, insight. So, Phil, I believe have a call. Phil, we have a call from Washington State. Hi, Washington State.
Hi.
Hey, Washington State.
You're Phil. Here's Phil.
How are you?
I'm just hunky-dory. Crappy day, but hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory. All right, good. What's on your mind?
I have a very important appointment tomorrow concerning work and possibly new training, and would like to know if you can see how it will go.
Okay, let me toss a couple of cards down for you. You had just to get it right, you have an appointment at work and new training. And it all revolves around money, and you're a little worried about it, but it looks like you're going to be victorious and everything's going to go very good. So just be open, and it's going to be a nice growth spurt for you.
Okay.
Huh. Does that make sense? So stop being nervous.
It's concerning. Concerning work. It's concerning work. It's not at work because I'm not working. So it was concerning work. So it sounds like I'm going to be victorious, and so that's
Everything's looking good. You got a great money card out, so if it's an interview or whatever it is, the money's looking good. It's a good change. You're going to do well, and you're going to be victorious at it. So just stop worrying about it. You got money cards all over the place, so whatever it is, it's going to be good for you.
Woohoo! Okay, thank you.
All right. Have fun. Good luck. Nail it.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, the next call, Phil.
It's not Phil.
The next,
it's not me.
The next, Sharon.
Sharon.
Call
it. Hi.
Arkansas. Hi, Arkansas.
Hi,
Arkansas.
Hi, Arkansas.
Hi. Did you have a question for tonight?
Yes, I just have a simple question. I hope you'll give me a simple answer. Me and my fiance broke up about a month and a half ago, and I'm just wondering, should I wait for him, or should I go ahead and move on?
Okay, the first thing I'm hearing is it's not over. I'm hearing that from Spirit that it's not resolved yet. It's just, it almost feels like he got a little bit of cold feet, and He's just doing, I don't know, he's gone a bit wacko but I feel it's temporary. Now, has he been in contact with you since?
Actually, we work together, and
okay.
I see him on a daily basis. We do talk occasionally, but I've been trying to keep my distance because I don't want to, you know, seem desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what Spirit's saying, it's really important for him not to know your every move, because make him wonder a bit, you know. He is wondering what's going on in your life, and you know, it just be a little bit hard to get, and let it flow through. I'm kind of getting the end of July, the beginning of August, that he's going to approach you with sort of saying, you know, I miss you, I miss what we had, I miss where we were going, that kind of thing. So just be on the lookout for that, you know, and give yourself a line in the sand, a timeline, and just say, if he hasn't approached me within this time, then I am going to move on. And maybe get that in your head that you're all going to move on, so that, you know, I just feel he knows you're there still, you know, and it feels not over yet. And I think in your heart you know that too, right? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, I've been feeling that way. You know, I don't want to get my hopes up, though.
Yeah,
because
I have been
extremely emotional because of this, and so I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Of course, yeah. Can you go on like a little holiday by yourself or with friends or something just to so you don't have to see them every day?
I'd like to.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. Just so, because I think it's like sort of like you're acting like when you guys are together, it's just awkward. You know, it's very awkward. So, but I think that he needs to miss you for a bit and see where that goes. And then, like I said, if nothing's happened by August, or I am seeing the beginning of August that you're going to have either closure or you're going to be back together, kind of thing. So, you know, just give it a little bit of time and time to heal and see where it goes. But, you know, make sure it doesn't come back on you like you feel like you did something wrong because you didn't, okay? Like, don't be taking this out on yourself, all right? You know, right. You're a lovely, lovely person, and you have so much to offer in a relationship, and I feel you're such a home person. You just want like a family to love and someone to love, and you know, that's maybe he just was intimidated by that. So, you know, give him a little bit of time. All right.
Okay.
You take care of yourself. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we have Nancy. We have a caller from Washington State. Uh-huh. Hi, Washington State.
Hi, Washington.
Thank you. Go for it.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So I have a question.
Did you have? Okay.
I was hoping to get some help with my career choice. I'm young,
okay.
So I haven't had a whole lot of work experience to really know what my true interests are. I'd just kind of like to know which direction I should head towards that, you know, would make me the most happy.
Okay, and you're not working right now?
No. Uh-uh.
No. Okay, have you been looking for a job in a certain area?
I've just kind of applied to different places, like a coffee house, also a restaurant. I've never worked in either of those, so I don't really know if that's my interest.
Okay.
Hoping for something.
You know, I see that what the choices that
do.
You've made, like the ones for the resumes that you've put out and stuff, are not a good fit for you. So you need to rethink what it is that you want. And is there something, do you have a creative side to you at all?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was hoping to open up my own coffee stand. That was kind of the dream that I was hoping for. But I don't know if I have that ambition for it. I'm not, you know, I don't know if that's my interest.
Well, I think all you need to have your own business is passion, and if you have the passion for it, the rest carries you. And I see, and I'm getting here, that you really feel passionate about working for yourself and doing you know, that kind of business. So if that's the path that your heart is telling you to go in, I think that you should. I think you could work at a coffee house temporarily. I think it would work, excuse me, if you're only there to learn more about the business. But if you go there just as a job, it's not going to work out. But if you go there as a stepping stone to your long-term goals, I think it would work out. But in as a job just to go do it, it's not for you at all. And I think that if you do other things that would lead you down that path. Like, I don't think you always need to go to business school to do that, but I think that you should get some advice, and often a lot of places have advisors and people in the community, especially if you're under a certain age, that can help you with making career choices and getting funding to start your business. So there's a lot of great opportunities for people out there under a certain age, and if it's your first business, and I mean really go for it, because what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling is that this is a good choice for you to be in business for yourself. And the coffee house would only work, like I said, if you were using it as a stepping stone to learn more to start your own.
Yeah, exactly. No, I understand completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all you need is
the
passion, and I think the ambition is sometimes fear-based. We think that, you know, I think you're very passionate about that, and really that will carry and evolve into ambition, and it's a lot of hard work, and I think you're up for it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
That was a lovely reading, Nancy. And for me, Candy from Florida is on the line. Hi, Candy. This is Maureen.
Hi, Mrs. Maureen.
You're sweet. I'm ready.
I just
I wanted to see what do you see for me and Marcus, and what do you see for me and Marcus?
Marcus, okay, are you and Marcus, have you and Marcus been in a relationship and things go wish mixed message, you know, this is a thing. I guess I'm going to ask you this. What do I see for you and Marcus thriving along in the future? How's that? As far as being able to thrive along? Because I get a feeling that I see some really great things going on here. It looks like you're able to really connect well. He, on the other hand, looks like he's going through some internalizing things that he looks like he's not feeling, like he's laid up, he's not feeling really well, could be a little bit depression, but also he's drained. He looks like he's very tired and he's waiting for, it's like almost like he's been working and he's been patient and really doing the best he can, and he doesn't see anything coming back to him. Is he having some issues with...
me and him, well... He told me Wednesday, he said, I really like you, I care about you, but, I'm not ready. And I know he's not ready for a relationship, you know. And me and him actually had it out yesterday. Like, I kind of told him off so badly. And he texted me, he was like, wow. And basically, I haven't heard from him since, so I don't know when I'm going to hear from him. Maybe
okay, so what my understanding is what you're saying is, Candy, is that he said to you, I'm not ready for a relationship, but then you kind of have been going, you have a connection, right? I mean, and then he says, I'm not ready for it.
He told me that he cares about me, that he really likes me, but right. he got issues. And I know this, you know.
Yes, I understand. And Lisa, you know what? I got to say this. At least he's honest about he has issues. Because he's, you know what the issues are to me, though? You're not the issue about in a bad way, is what I'm saying. What I feel is he's been really working hard at wanting to, you know, guys, well, women too, but we want to feel adequate. We want to feel like we're working and we're bringing something to the table, you know, in our work and everything. And he's just looks like he's just been trying and it's just not happening. There looks like there's some legal something around him that doesn't look like it's all that favorable either. I don't know if you know much about what's going on when he said he has issues. I think he's trying to sort out.
I thought he's calling that, but no, not so. I didn't know.
Well, it looks like there's some legal thing, but you know what I do feel is I do feel within the next 3 months, I'm not saying that I see you waiting or anything like that, like a woman in waiting, and if everybody says that to you, just ignore them because people go, oh, you're a fool, but this is not about that. I just feel that he's a good guy and he's trying to make himself better, and he's trying to make himself feel like, you know, he has words and sense. I do see him getting a job in a new location that would be more, he just connects with it much better, and I do feel that you two are not yet finished up, and I do, like I said, within 3 months, he'll start feeling a bit better, and he also has some really, not all that good people around him he's trying to detach from. He is really trying to do what I call the work for himself, so I feel that he's a very good potential opportunity, but in the next three months, it will be difficult. He won't be much available, but I kind of like him. I do. I like him.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you do,
too. What about, like, do you see him calling me soon, maybe tomorrow or this week sometime? Or this was yesterday when we got into it.
Well, even if he does, it's still going to be difficult for you to think that you can have a thriving connection with him in the next 3 months. And I'm not saying you won't hear from him or not, but it won't be, it'll still feel like you're detached because of what I see going on with him. But I think that okay. This is a very positive thing because I do feel that he's actually sorting out things and it will be very positive. So if he does contact you, you're going to start feeling kind of ew anyway because he can't say, well, oh, yeah, I want to be there, but because he's sorting out things. I don't think 3 months is so difficult. It's like I do see a reconnection very strongly in a better way because he's in a healthier way after 3 months. So you may talk to him, you may see him, but don't get discouraged if it's not what you want to be now, because it takes a little. It's not that
right,
long of a process.
Right.
So I know I like him though, and I think and I do feel that he goes well. You go well together, very well together. you connect very well when
he should care about me genuinely, like a relationship. I know we're not together, but I'm saying, like, see me as potentially his girl, like, you know, care about me in that way, not just a normal care, like, okay, you know, there's somebody I'm seeing, I care about it, you know. No,
this is a relationship. You know? I can see definitely you guys have a very strong, very close bond, and not, you know what I mean, as partners, companions.
Right.
This is positive. He just needs to get through some of the stuff that he's going through. And you, in fact, you wouldn't want to. He can't be. It's almost like he's so drained. He can't even be who his higher self or his higher vibrational self right now. Anyway, but it does not reflect on his feelings to you. No, I see you two beginning a new thing, reconnecting, and having a new agreement. Really positive. I'd hang in.
Okay.
I'd hang in.
Okay. So you say yes. You say yes.
I say yes. I would hang in. I like him. He's doing what he needs to do. I don't see him hanging out with other women or doing this. He's getting through some things, and he's gonna. I like him because of that. I admire him. So yes, absolutely.
Okay. So just give him some space. You know, don't.
Exactly. Maybe that's a good thing to do for you, because you won't feel like to take it personally if he's detached. If he doesn't, you know what I mean. I think that's a great idea. The way you put it, to give him some space.
Yeah, so that's why we got into it, because he said he was going to call me back, and he didn't. And it's the next day, 4 o'clock, and I'm like, why didn't you call me back? And he was like, well, if I don't answer the phone, Candy, I'm doing something. If I don't answer the phone, that means I'm busy. You know, you don't have to text 1,000 times. And I kind of, like, just slipped out and cursed him out, you know? So.
Yeah, well, no, but, you know, it's going to be, just give him some space. He needs to, he's getting through this, and I don't think, he's sincere, he's genuine. And I feel that you have nothing, you will not be disappointed. Give him some space.
Okay.
I hope that helps. And I send you well wishes. And I see this to be very good. This will be very good. And you don't have to wait that long, like years.
Okay.
It's not a year thing. Okay, Candy?
Okay.
Thank you for calling and for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. And our next call we have on is, okay, well, maybe Tennessee for Phil, my favorite place. Tennessee. Hi, Tennessee.
Is Tennessee there?
Well, you can say asked. Hi, Tennessee.
Hi, Tennessee.
Call from Virginia.
I'm about Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
No, it's Tennessee.
Hi,
or Virginia.
Phil. How are you? Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Virginia. Can you hear me?
Virginia, great. I can hear you. What's on your mind, Virginia?
I'm calling to find out. A friend of mine, birthday is next week. Haven't spoken to him in a while. Not sure whether or not if I should email him or text him or call him to say happy birthday. Do you think that's something that I should do or just don't?
Yeah, quickly, I'm going to toss a couple cards, but I'm getting the feeling you should reach out and say hey. And that'll be very receptive. But let me toss a couple cards down. And is this an old friend, we'll call it?
Yeah, old friend, yeah. Still, you're too funny.
Go ahead and say hi. I don't see any harm coming out of that. And was there anything else? You've got a backup question, I know that. Let it out.
And
come on.
Am I opening up the door for, you know, more communication? Maybe hanging out, having a few drinks, so to speak.
You want to know? Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm on your same page. Let me throw down a couple cards for you. All right. Does he have a first name, or can you say that? Virginia, you there? Hello?
Retro. Retro, would you lose her? Well, maybe...
Am I still here?
You're still here. I think
okay,
we might have...
lost her.
Maybe you can... just, you know what I would do is just do the reading, and then...
she can listen to the archives
She can hear you. Is this O can hear you? I don't know. Yes, exactly. I would do the reading. Yeah. Just finish the reading. That's a good idea. Absolutely.
Just finish the reading. Okay. Yes. I got a couple cards down for her. It looks like it's going to take some work to get started, but she's going to take the first step, so that's a good thing. And we do have the Lovers card up, so things will continue down that path. It's going to go slow and probably be rocky for about the first 6 months, but then I feel it's going to pick up after that a little bit. And that is, yeah, but she needs to take control is the key thing, and it's all going to be pretty good for her. And
oh, she's in control.
It's a little change, so it'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the chat room. She says she can hear you. That's great. Great, Steve.
Oh,
thank
cool.
You
can hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you and everything. So that's great.
Virginia, have at it. It's just going to take 6 months to go. And, you know, keep in touch. Let us know how it works out.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Virginia. And that worked out well. And our next caller is from Georgia for Sharon.
Hi, Georgia. Are you there? Georgia?
Hello?
Did we lose Georgia?
She's from Georgia.
Oh, she's from Georgia. Hello, is the person from Georgia there? Sounds quite quiet.
Full moon.
Oh, it's the full moon.
No, it's not till tomorrow night.
Oh, full moon. So, not sure what happened to Georgia.
Well, let's see if we can try it. Georgia? Call from Georgia?
Okay, hello? Washington State, we says. Now we have Washington State. Hello, Washington State? Not sure what's going on. Are you there, Maureen?
I'm here. And
okay.
I just think that... Just
it sounds
moment.
Very quiet.
Yes. Where are you people going that were on the phone? They're singing bowls, Crystal. Well... How about this, Washington State? If you're in the chat room, raise your hand. Or from Georgia. Yeah. Sometimes there's a delay when we get the calls. Is there anybody there from any state? Hello? The State of the Union? Let's just wait. Wait a
call
moment.
Your friends from Atlantis.
Wow. Yeah, but it's all telepathy. I don't have to talk then.
Oh, okay.
Or pronounce anything right. Doug's saying on his end, Doug, our executive producer that does everything behind the scenes, who's wonderful, he's saying that everything looks fine as far as the callers are in line still. So we'll just try to call for them again.
Tennessee, are you there? It doesn't seem to be going through on from the talk radio thing.
Eminem said, my call got dropped. Does that put me back in the back of the line? No. So, Eminem, try to call in again, Eminem, because she said her call got dropped. It could just be, there's technical stuff happening. So she's going to call again, and Nancy, I don't know what state she's, but Doug will. So in just a moment, Eminem will call, because she was dropped. We didn't drop you. It's the planet.
Planets are dropping.
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, we have technical problems in life.
That's right.
How about, do we have any questions in the chat room?
Well, Eminem's calling back on the line. Oh, let's take the chat, but is there any questions? You guys are supposed to help me out.
You know what? Someone had a question in the chat room when Ashana was on there, and she said she wonders if Ashana puts those bowls out in the full moon to charge them. Have you ever heard of that, Nancy? Oh, I'm echoing. Sorry. Ah.
Oh, yes, I have, actually. Yeah, I've heard of that, and you can do that with crystals. And when I used to do hot stone therapy, I used to put the stones out to clear them in the moon.
Yeah, I do that, too, on the beach. I go on the beach and stick them in salt water and raise them up to the sky and do crazy witch dance. No, but I forgot to ask her. I wanted to ask her about that, as a matter of fact, about what she does to cleanse them. So, Eminem, did you try again? I think maybe so. But, yeah, that was... Okay, here, Sharon. Ask if Georgia. Georgia.
Hi, do we have Georgia here with us? Call from Georgia? No call from Georgia?
Ask again.
Do we have any calls from Georgia here with us? It sounds like we're doing a seance. Hello?
It does, doesn't it? That's pretty funny. You're funny. Eminem, I'm sorry if we're having problems getting... it's our talk shoe. We talk through our shoes. No, it's one of the, you know, we use. It must be collapsed tonight.
Maxwell Smart.
You know, Eminem, why don't...
a question from the chat room.
Yeah, and Eminem, you could also type your question as well into the chat room. And in the meantime, if that's okay, that's how we have to do it. So, here's one, Sharon. Eminem, and please do so. We'll just take Eminem, and you can type in your question. Well, Eminem's in waiting now. But I have a question. She's asking, do you see love coming my way anytime soon? This is from Tallard. Yes. And Eminem,
okay.
And Eminem, type, I'm sorry, Sharon. Eminem, type your question in, and we'll get right to you next, too. Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay. This is for Tall Red. I am seeing something, but I'm seeing it more at the end of the year. I'm feeling there's going to be a lot of practice runs, which are kind of fun. But I kind of get that you're letting go of something from before. And until you let that go and really let, I feel it's almost like you have to collect parts of your heart and bring them back to you. And once you do that, you're off and running. So I do see something by the end of the year. I'm seeing Christmas time, and I'm seeing you so happy, and I'm seeing you like I see you celebrating and just so happy and so proud of the person that you have beside you, and you're coming into a really, really nice time in your life. So, you know, as my friend always says, keep your antenna up and just keep moving forward. It's all out there for you. And remember, you're very, very wonderful, and you want someone that really, really appreciates who you are. Okay, so God bless to you.
Thank you, Sharon. And so, Eminem, Nancy.
Yes.
Eminem has a question. Well, you're in the chat room because she got booted off.
Uh huh.
So there you have it.
Does that mean okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Eminem.
Okay, I am wanting to know about a love interest, Mike, and what do you see with us? Okay, my cats are helping me with a reading. They kind of overtook my room here. So, we're getting some animal energy with this one, which always helps. I'm getting a good vibe here even before I take all the cards out. And, wow. Okay, well, I think that, I'm just looking at your question here again. It's love interest, so I'm assuming that it's not a relationship yet. He's definitely very interested. I think that you are scared to death. There's the card in your spot indicates like a lot of anxiety and fear and stuff. The lover's card came up in his spot, so that's a really good indication that, you know, he's definitely very interested, and I think things will, I think he'll reach out to you, and I can see that happening in the next little while, like not right away, but I think that he's definitely attracted to you. And there was a lot of stuff that went on, like any bad relationships or miscommunication or anything with him is in the past, and everything now for the future is looking good. The only thing that the real struggle is don't be afraid to let this progress, and don't be afraid to try again with somebody new, because I think that there's a lot of fear holding you back, and I'm getting that he's a really great guy, he's really interested, and this could be a great relationship, and just sit back and enjoy the ride. Okay.
That's a nice thing to do, enjoy the ride. I think that's a nice way. I want to go on a ride.
Catch the wave.
Okay, I guess it's my turn, and so we're taking chat calls because we're having some things going on in the technical, and it is a full moon tomorrow night. I don't know why you guys keep saying the 14th. I'm right, okay? Never mind. It's okay. So I think Be Happy, I think, will you guys help me out? Because I just kind of hang in a little chat room a little bit. Is Be Happy the next question here? Is anybody helping me follow this?
Yeah, there is. There's, it says her question is, and I believe she's writing it for a friend. Me and this girl, Sarah, started dating a few months ago back, and her mother doesn't exactly approve. Do you see her putting away her objections anytime soon?
Okay, so Be Happy. So what I'm understanding is, Be Happy, you're writing this for a friend, not yourself, of course. I know who'd be happy. And is your friend okay with that? I want to ask you that you're asking. You know what I mean. I always like to know because, you know, they want to permit. I'm sure your friend is. But, okay, so me and this girl, Sarah, started dating for a few months back. And mother, okay, I'm getting this. Jeez. Oh, yeah, it's always a mother. Okay, got it. All right. This is the thing. Thank you, Be Happy. And I know that you got permission. So it's a guy that's asking this question, apparently. A male. One of those nice other other humans. Okay. She is okay. No, it's a girl asking it. Okay. I thought it was a male. Cause it's, all right. Because what I understand is, you know what? I feel that it's going to be very... everything's going to work out fine. I don't see this... I think... The choice to stick it out together is really good because I do see the family or people amongst the family, everybody in that matter, coming up from non-judgment. They're going to rise to the occasion finally and knock it off. Do you see my... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting to the wrong thing. So this is very positive, and I do see... And it's very close by. It's not going to be going on. The mother will... It's not just the mother, it's anybody that says judgments in this. And I see some new car or something around this too. I know you didn't ask that, but I do feel that this relationship is fantastic. And this is actually the best one her daughter these two people you're talking about are really in control of where they're heading. And I, with a lot of enthusiasm, it's wonderful. And I don't feel that there's going to be any havoc coming from the mother or anybody else. If there has been, it's going to be ending very soon. I just see very positive things. It's all good. I mean, I wouldn't mind being on that end. So I hope that helped. And there you have it. And so now I think Phil? What's next?
And there's my mute button. Hi.
And Kat has a question.
Sorry. Tony or Kat?
I don't know. You guys have to help me out following the
Phil chat. Tony is, I'm going to go with Tony.
Yeah, Tony's up there. Okay.
Okay. Tony's got big red love eyes. Does anyone see me and my boyfriend getting married soon? Hi, Tony. All right. We'll assume Tony wants to get married soon, but let's see. Ooh. Tony, soon is not good. Not as soon as you want. I see things going forward and eventually, but not on your time frame. So just kind of be patient and go with that. And you're going to probably think about not waiting around, but you should. So just hang in there if that makes sense. Do you want to type in another question down below and get more specific, Tony? No, I don't think so. So I'm supposed to be telling you, don't be disappointed, be happy. In time, everything will come around for you. And don't make any changes. He seems like the right guy, okay? So just hang in there and be patient, Tony.
Good insight, and I think Sharon has the next call.
Okay. So, well, there's one. The next one seems to be from Kat. Is that okay?
Yeah. No, that's correct. I think so. Yes.
All right. It says, "Do you see my ex-boyfriend Thurston and I getting back together?" The first thing I see is that he might not have treated you exactly how you deserve to be treated. I'm kind of feeling like you might have been second sometimes, and I think that you need to be first. I think it's not over. I think there's going to be a few more, without being disrespectful, kicks at the can. And I do feel, though, that, you know, once you decide, I think you're going to get to the point where it's like, okay, I'm not doing this over again. This pattern's got to stop. So just be prepared for that. But I do feel that your heart is still back there with him. So just make sure that you know, it is going to be temporary when he keeps coming back. I don't think that it's going to be permanent forever. But I do feel that beginning of next year, someone's going to walk into your life that's going to be, it's going to be better for you, going to be more understanding, more about you, put you on a pedestal, things like that. So be prepared for that. Okay? All right, Kat. You take care.
Okay, I'm wondering if we have time for one more reading, and the chat, and you girls are following, and I think there was Candy had you guys help me out?
Yeah, Nancy, I think Candy has a question there, but Candy's, I think, oh. Did Candy already call in?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, let Candy, yeah, she did, but let her have this, because we have some time. Yes, it's your turn. I think... Maybe I'm just passing myself up. Yeah, it's your turn.
Can you see it, Nancy? Can you see the...
Yeah, do you see my brother, Benny Maxey, making it in the rep? Benny Maxey making it in the rep is really good. I'd have a show on the 24th. His birthday is 1/15/92. Well, a name like Benny Maxey, of course, tells me right there he's going to be wonderful. I know there's a lot of competition in the music industry, but I'm just going to do a quick shuffle here. I think that, like anybody that's working a craft in that industry, it's been a struggle for him, and I think he's put his heart and soul into it. And because of his passion for it and he's good at it, I see things working out for him. I don't know if he'll get to the same how far he will go. I think he's got to work really hard and keep doing exactly what he's doing, but I think the despair and the fear that he had and the torment about what he should do, if he should do it or whatever, to go ahead with it, I think he's in the right direction. He's gifted, and I think his music, I know it's not singing bowls like Ashana's music, but music of very all music has a healing effect on people, and when he does his rap music, he's really helping a lot of people. So I think he reaches out to people and connects with people in a very special way. So I think he's slowly but surely going to build up a following and an audience, so he's going to do really well. He's just got to stick with it and not to get discouraged when things don't go exactly the way they're supposed to, which is going to happen. But he's got the gift, he's got the skill to reach out to others, and people are really going to enjoy him. It's like Jay-Z.
You're a hip girl, aren't you? You got it going on.
I love Jay-Z.
I know. I think it actually is very, very good and smart business. Mm-hmm. All those guys are very smart. But you know the names, and you're really cool, I bet. No, I think that's great. That's nice, Candy, that you have that's really nice to have that in the family. So
yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nancy. Carry on.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, I'm done.
Thank you, Nancy. Well, everybody, that brings us to yet, as I call it, another wonderful show. And I want to thank Doug, who works behind the scenes and in the chat room. He's also there hanging around, and he's interacting. That's great. And keeps us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to my co-host for joining me tonight. As you know how I feel about you all. There I go with you all. I'm in California. You all? Okay. Next week's show will be anchored by Sharon. And so what can we look forward to next week, Sharon?
Okay. Next week we have someone named Claude Lovertue, who has written a few books and has a wonderful philosophy about life. And it's going to be a good show. Looking forward to it.
It sounds very interesting. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I say goodnight. Bless your heart, everybody. You guys going to say goodnight too?
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everyone.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.